It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, the podcast where we explore mindfulness practices from a secular evidence-based perspective. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're diving into a topic that's both challenging and deeply relevant: mindfulness and pain. Whether it's physical discomfort, emotional distress, or a combination of both, pain is an inevitable part of the human experience. But while we can't always avoid pain, mindfulness offers us powerful tools to navigate it with greater ease and resilience. Today, we'll explore how mindfulness can help you manage pain by bringing awareness to your experience, reducing suffering, and fostering a sense of acceptance and compassion. Pain, by its very nature, demands our attention. It's the body's way of signaling that something is wrong, that we need to take care of ourselves. But often, our natural response to pain is resistance. We tense up, we try to push the pain away, or we get lost in thoughts about how much worse it might get. This resistance can actually amplify our suffering, turning what might be a manageable level of pain into something much more overwhelming. Mindfulness teaches us a different approach. Instead of resisting or avoiding pain, mindfulness invites us to bring our full awareness to it, to observe it with curiosity and without judgment. This might seem counterintuitive at first. After all, who wants to focus on pain? But by bringing mindful awareness to our pain, we can begin to untangle the physical sensation from the emotional and mental reactions that often accompany it. In doing so, we reduce our suffering and create space for healing. One of the key principles of mindfulness is the distinction between pain and suffering. Pain is the physical or emotional discomfort we experience, while suffering is the additional layer of distress that arises from our thoughts, fears, and resistance to the pain. Mindfulness helps us see this distinction clearly, allowing us to address the pain itself without getting caught up in the suffering. To better understand this concept, think of pain as a burning fire. The physical sensation of pain is like the fire itself, a source of heat and discomfort. But when we resist the pain, when we worry about it or try to push it away, it's like adding fuel to the fire, making it burn even hotter. Mindfulness is like removing the fuel. By accepting the pain and observing it without judgment, we can let the fire burn itself out rather than feeding it with our resistance. One of the most powerful ways to use mindfulness for pain management is through body scan meditation. This practice involves bringing your awareness to different parts of your body, observing any sensations that arise, and letting go of any tension or resistance you might be holding. As you scan through your body, you might notice areas of discomfort or pain. Instead of tensing up or trying to push the pain away, simply observe it with curiosity. Notice the quality of the sensation. Is it sharp, dull, throbbing, or something else? Does it change as you observe it? By bringing mindful awareness to the pain, you can begin to soften your resistance and allow the pain to be just what it is, without adding layers of suffering. To illustrate the power of mindfulness in managing pain, I want to share a story again called The Second Arrow. In ancient times, a student asked his teacher, "Why do we suffer when we experience pain?" The teacher replied, "Imagine that a person is struck by an arrow. This arrow causes physical pain, which is unavoidable. But now imagine that this person is struck by a second arrow, and this second arrow is the person's reaction to the pain, their fear, anger, or resistance. This second arrow causes even more suffering, and unlike the first arrow, it is optional." The teacher continued, "The first arrow is the pain itself, which we cannot always avoid. But the second arrow, the suffering that comes from our reaction to the pain, is something we can choose to avoid. Mindfulness helps us recognize the second arrow and choose not to let it strike." This story reminds us that while we may not always have control over the pain we experience, we do have control over how we respond to it. By bringing mindful awareness to our pain, we can reduce the impact of that second arrow, freeing ourselves from unnecessary suffering. Now that we've explored the concept of mindfulness and pain, let's talk about some practical techniques you can use to manage pain with mindfulness. Number one, practice that body scan meditation I mentioned. Body scan meditation is a powerful tool for bringing mindful awareness to physical sensations, including pain. Start by finding a comfortable position, either sitting or lying down. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths, allowing your body to relax. Begin by focusing on your toes, noticing any sensations that arise. Slowly move your awareness up through your body, scanning each area for sensations of tension, discomfort, or pain. When you encounter pain, observe it with curiosity without trying to change or resist it. This practice helps you separate the physical sensation of pain from the mental and emotional reactions that often accompany it. Number two, label the sensation. When you experience pain, try labeling the sensation as pain or discomfort without adding any additional judgment or narrative. For example, instead of thinking this pain is unbearable, simply label it as pain. This simple practice helps you observe the sensation without getting caught up in the thoughts and emotions that can amplify your suffering. I heard something one time, maybe from Sam Harris, I'm not sure who it was, but they talked about what if you were experiencing a pain in your shoulder because you had just worked out. You might think, oh, that feels good because you know that it's come from working out. It's a good pain. But imagine you had the exact same sensation and you had just found out that it was because you had cancer in your shoulder. The exact same sensation, you might say, is unbearable. But as you can see, it's the interpretation of why you have the pain that makes it unbearable versus feel good. The pain itself may be the exact same sensation. So next time you are in pain that you think is unbearable, think about that. Think about what you're adding by interpreting the pain in whatever way you're interpreting it. Number three, breathe into the pain. When you notice pain, try bringing your awareness to your breath. As you inhale, imagine that you're breathing in a sense of calm and acceptance. And as you exhale, imagine that you're releasing any tension or resistance you might be holding. This practice helps you soften your response to pain and create space for healing. Number four, practice self-compassion. Pain, whether it's physical or emotional, can often lead to feelings of frustration, anger, or self-criticism. Practice offering yourself compassion in moments of pain. Acknowledge that it's okay to feel discomfort and that you're doing your best to navigate it. You might say to yourself, may I be kind to myself in this moment of pain? May I find peace and ease? And number five is the one that I'm always recommending. If this is something that you're needing to work on, you might set an intention for mindful pain management. Set a daily intention to manage pain with mindfulness and awareness. You might frame this intention as a question, as I've mentioned before, because questions, our mind, really, once we've set a question, our mind has a hard time not trying to find an answer to that question. And particularly when we set an intention at the beginning of the day and just look at it a couple of times throughout the day, your mind can work on that unconsciously. While at the same time, if you just made it a statement, your mind can much more easily ignore that. So if you frame it as a question, it could be something like, how many more ways can I continue to navigate pain with awareness and compassion even more? This intention will guide your mindfulness practice and help you stay grounded in the present moment, even when faced with discomfort. Mindfulness helps us navigate pain by bringing awareness to the present moment, reducing the impact of the second arrow, and fostering a sense of acceptance and compassion. By observing pain without judgment, we can find relief and resilience in the face of discomfort. Well, that's it for today's episode. I do hope you've found some valuable insights into how mindfulness can help you manage pain and reduce suffering. If you're interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice or you need personalized guidance in navigating pain, I offer one-on-one coaching sessions where we can explore these topics together. Visit jeremywest.net for more information. And at jeremywest.net, you can also find the It's Now Again app, where you'll find a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations to support your journey of mindful pain management. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and rate the podcast. Your support helps us reach more people and continue exploring these important topics together. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, it's now again.